people have different ways of looking at meditation, depending really on the reason that brought them to meditation. And if you're new to the experience and practice of meditation, it can seem perhaps daunting or complicated and very mysterious. And there is a certain mystery to it because meditation brings you deeper into the mysteries of life. But what meditation is really all about and why you should practice meditation is really very simple and very beautiful. So the objective of this particular lesson, this introduction, is for you to understand our approach and philosophy when it comes to meditation, to recognize the importance of meditation in the human experience, and also to gain a sense of the role and responsibilities of the meditator and the meditation instructor as we approach it in this school. No matter how much the storms rage, at the eye of the storm, there is peace and tranquility. Meditation is therefore somewhat like being in the eye of the storm. However, it doesn't mean that you avoid the storm or that you negate the responsibilities that come with perhaps having to clean up after the storm. What it means is that you can deal with whatever is happening without getting caught up in the storm. And that brings us to a very interesting point, because the storm, the hurricane, is not your life, though it seems as though it is your life. What the hurricane is your negative reaction, your negative and unconscious reaction to what is happening in your life. Maybe the unconscious reaction is anger, or it's fear, or it's sadness. It is whatever it is. And whatever it is causes you, to some degree or other, to spin out of control. And in doing so, you begin to lose control over how things flow in your life. And depending on how conscious or unconscious you are in the midst of the reaction, you may not even be aware that you've lost control until you start seeing it reflected back to you in aspects of your life being swept up by the hurricane. And as a result of being swept up, you experience problems in those areas. Problems with the car, problems with the kids, problems with the house, problems with your health, problems with the job, problems with your problems. And on the outside, it seems the storm just swept in out of nowhere, or to have been steadily building for some time and started to put your life in disarray. The storm did not come from nowhere. It came from that time you reacted unconsciously and negatively to something and lost sight of the center of your being and never quite made it back. And the time after that, that you reacted negatively to something and moved even further away from the center and never quite made it back. And the time after that, and the time after that, and the time after that, until now, you are so far away from the center. Until now, there are so many unconscious reactions still reverberating in your mind, in your emotions, even without your awareness, that now all of that together is being reflected in your everyday life to such an extent that you cannot overlook now the fact that something is off center and spinning out of control. So to meditate is to come to center, not so much the center of the hurricane, but the center of your being, where it's calmest, where the winds are low, where there's tranquility, where you are not negatively affected by what's going on in your life. All sorts of things happen in our lives every day. And even though the event that may happen can be considered a negative event, it doesn't have to affect you in a negative way. But if you do become affected by what happens, as a meditator, you have the skill to bring yourself back to the peace within yourself and back to the life you intend for yourself. Ah, now here's the rub. Because there are those who meditate to alleviate a crisis. They get stressed out, they meditate. They're upset, they meditate. They meditate as a way to medicate whatever pain they may experience. When meditation is practiced consistently, you develop a sensitivity and awareness of the center such that you begin to notice much more quickly the moment you begin to move, even the slightest bit off center. So you are able to catch yourself before the hurricane has an opportunity to rage. And so as a result of your consistent practice, that space that we're calling the center starts to become a natural attribute of who you are. And that center starts to expand. And as that center expands, you begin to minimize your reactions. There is greater tranquility in your life, and everyone can see it. They can feel it. As a meditation instructor, this is very important because your ability to create and hold this space in your life has a positive effect on your student's ability to engage in successful meditative practice. So as you go through this course, we're not simply teaching you this technique and that technique. We are helping you cultivate this presence, this sense of center into your being. We are helping you to minimize your reactions. So as you learn the various techniques that you will learn, we are also mentoring you, coaching you, giving you personalized attention, and applying what you're learning to your personal experience, to your own private hurricanes, while also empowering you to do that for yourself and teach others how to do it as well. Now, having said all that, with consistent practice, you begin to master meditation. And when you master meditation, there is only the center. There is no hurricane. And when you reach this center, and actually at this point you have gone beyond the center, because the center is everywhere and nowhere, then you are accessing the totality of the moment. Total presence, total awareness, complete alignment with what is. So what is meditation really? It is the practice of accessing the totality of the moment. When you are meditating, you are practicing being present. In the beginning, maybe you can only be present for 30 seconds. With practice, those 30 seconds become a minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, a day, the rest of your life. Meditation is the process of awakening. Because as you are developing this presence, you are waking up. When you are not present, it is only because you are asleep. You are spiritually asleep. In the practice of meditation, you learn the process of waking yourself up. And in this course, you are learning techniques to help wake others up. What makes a meditation a meditation is your presence in the moment. The moment you become present is the moment you begin meditating. It doesn't matter what practice you've learned, how long you've done it. If you have never been present while you've done that practice, you have not meditated. And what exactly is it that I mean by being present? You won't know completely except through your own practice. But again, I pose the question to you. Are you aware that you are breathing? Just now, in that moment, I'm certain that you became more aware of yourself through your breath than you were the moment before. And that's just a small taste of what it means to be present. You could be 1,000 times more aware of yourself, of the moment, of yourself in the moment. The more aware you are, the more awake you are, the more alive you are. I guess we'll call that the 3 A's of meditation.